Hey, CJ.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for holding. My name is David, and I'm one of the directors, specialists in the Department of Animals Pricing. How are you doing today, Jason?
Good.
That's great. So let's see what we can do to help you out here. So we got Absolute Masonry, okay, in Pine City, Minnesota. So home base is going to be 55063?
No, home base is Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, okay. All right. Okay, I see you're 10 years in business. He's wanting me to establish that business rate for you. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and establish this rate for you. That way I can get you proper pricing here for this listing. Now, do you have any questions? I mean, I know CJ does do a great job of outlining at least the basics of the program, but there is some inclusions and things that come with the listing now. Do you have any questions aside from pricing?
Not really. I mean, you guys can send me the information via email so I can research, do a little research and check out your company and whatnot. You know, I'm not signing over the phone, obviously.
Okay. No, I understand, Jason. I mean, now the thing is with these listings, you know, the major benefit is that it just became available right now. What we do is we call
right,
out the
right,
area.
Right. And you understand that you guys cold called me and I'm not giving you a credit card and giving you my money without doing research. Like, I'm not the guy that's going to fall for that shit. You understand that? So
Jason,
if you want to send me an email
understand.
With all your,
so,
yep, if you want to send me an email with outlining all your information, and I can confirm all the information, and I like what you have to say, then we can potentially do business. But I am not the guy that's going to give you my credit card over the phone because you tell me you have an exclusive offer that I need to accept right now. I'm not a dumbass. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to send me the information, I'll gladly check you out. But I'm not giving you any money, like, over this phone call. Just, so
hey, Jason, I definitely understand that. Like, no, I wouldn't hang up on you, Jason. I mean, that's not what we do here, right? We're a very reputable company. But, I mean, I will say this program, I mean, it's not for everybody, right? So it doesn't fit every business's needs, and we definitely want to make sure that you're as good a fit as us as we would be for you, right? So that's a little bit what this interview is about. You know, not every business is, you know, fit for the first page of Google. So while we're having conversations, you know, we kind of get a gauge and a read for your business.
Wait. Did you just say that not every business is fit for the first page of
Google?
Yes,
sir. So we're a Google.
So are you telling me that there's business owners out there that don't want to be on the first page of Google?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that what you're telling me? Mm-hmm. There are companies that don't want to be on the first. So there's companies that don't want more business. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, they actually.
Or are you insulting? Listen to me. Or are you insulting my intelligence, saying that somehow because I don't accept your offer over the phone. Because I'm not low IQ and I'm not giving you a credit card over the phone. Like, I don't know if it works for some people, but just because you cold called me, hold on, David. You cold called me. So you guys are looking for partners. If you were as reputable of a company as you say you are, you wouldn't have called me. Let's establish that. Can we agree on that? If you were reputable and you offered a great service, you would not have cold called me, David.
We see, Jason, that's not really how it works. And that's where I'm trying to explain and get the conversation to, right? We still haven't been able to open the conversation to really figure out how this whole program works, because I still feel like you may be in the dark on how it all works. So there's only 40 companies that Google actually partners with, right? Now, when you're going to sign up for the first page of Google, I can promise you one thing. You're not going to be able to walk into an office and see somebody in their face, and you're also not going to get anybody to knock on your door. It's always going to happen from a phone call. Now, the difference is which company is calling you and is it the actual company, right? Now, when I say that to you, it's because that's exactly how businesses end up on the first page. Now, when you say, is there some businesses that don't want to be on the first page? Yes, there is some businesses that don't. Now, I'll tell you, there is general contractors out there, whether they're electricians or, you know, they're asphalt guys. And they're bid-only type companies. They only bid off of blue book type categories, and they don't look for any phone calls at all. That's how they gain all their business. So they don't look for the first page of Google, you know. But then you have other types of companies that they are looking at residential and commercial. And when they're looking for commercial, they're using Google Ads and things like that. So there's a lot of different owners and they go a lot of different ways. I've been doing this for a long time and I'm in my 40s now, right? I started the phone book, so I know exactly how it works, right? Now, when it comes down to your company, Jason, I will say when we talk about these exclusive listings, what they're talking about is the local map section, because Google Ads are available to anybody at any time. So you can call me at any time. You know, we've been open for 20 years. We're going to continue to be open. But the difference is what's available for you at that time. So when you're getting a phone call and they're saying an exclusive listing, it's because the local maps has a section that's open, and that actually features some, it has more features encompassed with the listing than just Google advertising on the front page, right? So we have new companies, we have established companies, and everybody's going to qualify for a different rate. So we see 10 years, we see radius. They say, okay, your company's going to qualify for an established rate. They'll send you over to somebody like myself, which is a specialist in your area. Now, what we'll do is pull up the listing and let you know everything it encompasses. Does this kind of make sense, Jason?
So far.
Okay, great. Now, when we come down to this listing itself, and say we have a new business here, I'm looking at yours and I see your zip code, you have a website. So it comes with like website hosting. We do social media ads with this listing. We do top five directory submissions with the listing, and they're all encompassed at a flat rate of $299, right? That includes your local SEO, first page listings up to a 50 mile radius, you know, and these are some of the inclusions, right? You get call tracking. That's for a listing. That's the exclusive part. Because once that's filled, we can't offer that anymore. Right now, once it's filled, say you call back, somebody in the area says, hey, Dave, I'd like to run some Google ads. Can you run our campaign for us? Absolutely. You'll be on the front page, but you're in the sponsor section. You do that with a budget. That's a pay-per-click. So every time you get a click, you'll be charged from your budget. Right? Say you set a $300 budget. As you train that, you make your money. You can either re-up it or keep it the way it is. But that's the difference in the page itself, because the Google page is broken down into three sections, sponsored, local maps, and organics. Organics down bottom, you'll find your directories who are paying top dollar to be there as well. And that's people like Angie's List. What they do is they'll put an ad that says top 10, you know, fence companies near me, or top 10 masonry companies near me. Anybody who clicks on that becomes a lead. They will sell that lead at twice the cost to their partners within their directory. And that's how y'all get, and that's how they will get their leads. Through Home Advisor, right? So it's all generating from the same place. The only difference is who's able to lock in those spots that will get you to that front page so you can get that revenue. Searches start and stop. And we're talking about 90% of these searches are starting and stopping right there on the front page. That's what we do for you. Is that kind of making sense?
Makes sense.
Now, when it comes to our company, I would love to send you an email, Jason. If you provide me with your email address, I'm going to get you some information out to you that's definitely going to be pertinent to you, because these listings are very helpful, because the difference is there are unlimited clicks and unlimited calls when you have an exclusive map listing. Now, when I say it's exclusive, because if you look in your area, right, and you look for masonry, those guys at the top in the sponsor, they're not from your area, but they're paying to get a share of y'all's revenue. And it'll say that they serve your area, and if you click on them, they'll show where they're from. And they're paying per click. They don't qualify to be in the local maps because they're not from there. So we only call the people in that area once it's filled. The other 40 partners, we all get notified these slots are filled, and we all continue to move on. So our companies compete within each other with Google to fill these slots. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
And this works all across our nation. Our company is currently servicing 10,000 businesses nationwide and in Canada, right? So go ahead and provide me with that email.
It's the name of my company, Absolute Masonry,
sure.
LLC at gmail.com.
Just bear with me. I'll have this email out to you in about 30 seconds. This is going to contain all your information, right? It's going to show you some hyperlinks. It's an actual proposal, right? And it'll give you your numbers.
What's the name of your actual company, David?
Local Splash.
local splash?
Splash, that's right. Splash like water.
Local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're located in Fountain Valley, California.
And how much is the service that you're trying to sell me?
Yeah, so the one that I just emailed you on, that's a flat rate of $299, right? So we're a performance-based company. Now, when I say that, that means a couple of things. There's never any contracts involved here. Now, when I say performance-based, we always give out a very specific timeline for new customers that are signing up. Now, that timeline, we obviously look to meet and exceed those expectations whenever we count. But I like to just touch base with you so that way you know when all these services go into play, right? Because I do see you, like I said, you have the website. Do you guys currently do any social medias?
We don't do a lot of social media for the company. No.
Okay. But do you have like a business profile that's currently up?
I mean, not really. I spend a lot of money with Angie Leads. We're back in newspapers. I mean, I'm very busy. I do low seven figures annually. Okay. I'm on Yelp. I have not done much with Google to date.
Okay. Yeah. So definitely, Jason, you really want to think about, you know, getting the Google platform working for you, right? You think about how people are shopping every day and what your target market is, right? So if you're working a lot of residential and some light commercial, this is something that's going to be very beneficial because what we're doing is we're not just activating you within Google where somebody types it in on the desktop. All these servers are going to be different activations. So you have your desktops, you have your mobile servers, you have your voice searches, right? What we're doing here is we're activating you across all of them. So if anybody's in their phone, on their vehicle, or if they're just voice searching with Siri or Alexa, they're finding you as a first place option, right? And that's not just going to be within Google, but also within Bing. Bing is also one of the top, obviously, search engines out there, right? If anybody's using Microsoft or Windows, that's also what they're pulling up. Now we make sure you're activated within Apple Maps as well as Siri, right? Because those are definitely going to be big ones for our convenience shoppers, which are iPhone users. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this because you haven't said anything about keywords. Like, how many keywords am I allowed with this program or whatever?
Okay, that's a good question. So at $299, you're going to have obviously your keywords and phrases. Now we're looking at $199 in SEO, which is keywords and options. That's going to give us about 11 to 12 keywords and phrases. Now when we were talking about the social media, we have an option here, right? Because what we can do is use $100 worth of advertisement into your social medias where we will actually promote it, market it, and maintain it month to month to make sure you're resaturating, retargeting inside the meta world. Or we can apply those funds towards SEO and use it for more keywords and phrases. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's probably where I'd want to be. To be honest, a year ago, I did a bunch of research. I ended up hiring a company that was supposed to build out my social media platform. $2,000 later, they don't answer their phone, and I never got a single fucking thing from them. And I researched that company for weeks, and I got fucked for $2,000. I mean, I got all kinds of those stories.
That's a lot of money.
Years, so I don't mean to come across hostile, but at the same time,
you got to be defensive of your business, and you got to protect your assets. No, I definitely understand.
Money.
Like I said, I've been in the business for a long time, so I've met every type of, you know, business owner around the way, and you have defensive business owners who just need to understand really what we're trying to bring them and who we are, right? And that's definitely how we get somewhere, and the only way to grow is to be open-minded sometimes, right? And I understand you've been burned. Obviously, I don't want to wear a black eye for those guys, but I will take the extra time that's needed and obviously give you any patience that I can, so that way we can get to a point where we can help your business. Because at the end of the day, in my job description, that's what it's about. As a Google partner, we're here to help build the small to medium-sized businesses. So what I did for you, and check this out, I'm actually going to show you straight from our website, and I'm going to send it over to you. Because that platinum package that we have right now at $299 with your discount codes and things, we have those right there on our website, and you can sign up. Those are $599, right? Now, when you get in contact with a specialist, and we're able to go ahead and zero in on the account and apply discounts and other things that we can do for you, I'm able to get you down to the rate of $299, right? So that's basically dollar for dollar for your services, on top of all the hosting and obviously the directory submissions and things like that. Now, I went ahead and I sent out the email for you because I really want you to be able to have that on file from us, because that's going to make a big difference, right? Now, if you have a couple more minutes, I'd like to touch a little bit of base on this timeline, because it makes a difference when these services happen, especially for us, you know, being a performance-based company. So,
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question before we continue here?
For sure.
So what you're proposing to do is when somebody goes on to actual Google and they're looking for, so I'm in masonry, a big part of my trade is we do like tuck pointing, brick repair, chimney repair, concrete, right? So if you're going to help, you're going to help, what you're proposing would happen is, by paying you the $300 a month, my company name will come up in Google searches. Am I understanding this correctly?
That's correct. In Google searches and Bing, right? As well as Alexa, Siri, your voice searches.
Okay.
The way they're going to find you is going to be, like you said, through those keywords and phrases. That's going to be a big deal for us. So the way that we find those, right, is once we get in and you're like, hey, Dave, you know, let's go ahead and start establishing this. The first thing I'm going to do is, like you said, you're going to start giving me your services. So like tuck pointing, I've dealt with a lot of masonry, right? Tuck pointing is a very technical term, right? So your normal customer wouldn't know tuck pointing, right? But what we do is we would put tuck pointing through our analytics system, right? And the AI is going to find the most used keywords and phrases that direct towards tuck pointing. Does that make sense? So that way, when they're typing them in to the search bar or they're asking, they're going to be able to find you. Obviously, tuck pointing is going to be one of our main points of focus if that's one of your main services, but other keywords and phrases associated. Does that make sense?
Yes, although I will disagree to a point and tell you that I get a lot of leads every week from Angie, and those were homeowners that specifically typed in tuck pointing. So there are more people than you think that actually do know those words, but
term that the average Joe, like, you know, a nurse getting off her shift that knows when she looks what tuck pointing is, but doesn't know the word.
Are looking for? Yeah. That I agree.
It's not a specific type of service. Yeah, it's like exactly. So
correct.
It's just those side keyword terms and phrases that our analytics help with, right? So if they're searching tuck pointing, that's great. They're going to be able to find you, right? So right now, if I'm looking up tuck pointing services, I run a search in the area. I have Northern Restoration LLC, Masonry and Concrete. All right. That's the first option there.
And how high up the list would you get? Would you have me? I mean, does it take time to build that through the SEO? Does it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, right? So definitely you're looking at first page placement, right? So that's as soon as you search, you have 3 to 4 businesses, you're looking at first page placement. Now, when it comes down to time frames, we have very specific time frames. So real quick, I'll go through our timeline. Now, day 1 to 3, say you lock in your listing. First thing we do is send you your calendar invite. That's your onboarding call. It's about 30 minutes for keywords, geo fences, all that good stuff. You move on to day 5 to 7. Your reporting dashboard is now live in all your directory submissions. Once you move to day 7 to 14, we have your website linked in. And if we're running any Facebook ads for you, that's already going on. By the time you're hitting day 45, you're going to find yourself on the first page listings in all the areas we have you listed for. That's going to be a 50-mile radius from home base, right? And we can customize that in whichever way you want. You don't have to be a certain ping in the middle with a compass all around you. You can, you know, adjust your fencing to where you're traveling and things like that. So what's your tip of these?
Yeah, I would, to be honest, the way I'd want to do is I'd give you a pinpointed zip code of, say, downtown Minneapolis, and then I want a 50-mile or 30-mile or whatever radius from that zip code.
Yeah, 50 miles. Yeah, exactly.
I actually sent your information. I sent you my wife, and she is the one that
pretty much makes, she doesn't make the decisions, but she does all the research. If you check out, I will sign up and pay, for what you're, you know, trying to sell me tomorrow. I'm not doing it today. I'm not doing it tonight, but tomorrow, if you check out and you're legit and she doesn't find, you know, these guys are scammers all over the internet,
yeah,
then I will sign
no,
up
you
with you
fun,
and I will 100% do you tomorrow. So.
Okay.
I've been looking
no,
for.
No, that sounds fair to me, Jason.
Assuming you're an honest, guy, and everything after I, was kind of hard on you sounds, it does sound pretty good. Mm-hmm. I am looking for, a company that can do what you, have told me you're going to do. So like I said, as long as you check out, you have my phone number. I will answer. I will sign up with you tomorrow if everything does check out.
I know that definitely sounds fair to me, Jason, you know, and like I said at the beginning, you're not going to hear a whole lot of sales pitches from me, right? And I'm sure you can tell it wasn't that. It's more about just what we can do for you, what we're about, and what the program, how it's going to benefit your business. Because at the end of the day, only results matter. So, you know, I am confident, you know, she's going to take a look at us. We're 4.9 out of 5.0 stars on Bird's Eye, right? We have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. She's going to see 20 years of experience. She's going to see a lot of good things. So I look forward to being able to speak with you tomorrow, Jason. I know it's going to be a very fruitful conversation for you. And at the end of the day, you know, the partnership.
Are you, are you the one? Are you the one that's going to actually call me back?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I'm the director
and
in charge of the state of Minnesota.
Okay. You did, send me a text message, which I got as well. So,
I should. And I sent your email to you.
Yeah. And I already saw that you did send me that. So I appreciate that.
Anything else? In the proposal, this is what you're going to see, right? When you're sitting down with your wife tonight at dinner or whatever, when you guys are looking at it, you're going to see the proposal on the email with your price of $299. Now, when you're looking at the website, you're not going to see $299, but you are going to see the platinum package. It'll say local SEO plus Facebook. It'll be once you scroll down to the bottom. All the way to the right, you're going to see most popular. You're going to see the plan with all the features there. That's the one that we're signing you up for at $299. Your proposal is with your discount codes already attached from that plan off the website. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So that way when you're comparing,
like, so what
you know which ones to match up.
Okay, but the one you're telling me about is the $300 a month one.
Yes, so that's the one. The one that's in your proposal is priced at $299, but the package itself is on the website at $599. It'll say most popular, and it'll show the price tag of $599. It'll have all of those features with the longest list all the way to the right. That's the one that you're getting in your proposal at the rate of $299.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yes, your proposal will have your discount code already attached, but what you're seeing on the website is bone stock price without any discount codes qualified.
And you said that's no contract.
No contract.
That's month to month.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our cancellation.
And if you if it works, if
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is our cancellation terms are literally as easy as you let us know 3 days before your next billing date, and you're not charged. Right.
Okay.
The reason we've been able to stay around so long and do that, we're performance-based. We understand it. It's literally hand-in-hand. It's step-by-step.
Okay. And
you'll see the first month and the first weeks, it's a lot of engagement. Jason, you still there? Kind of cut out on me there, partner.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep, I'm here, Jason.
Okay. So, what time are you going to call me tomorrow?
Questions? You tell me a time that works for you, and I'll
give
you a call.
What time tomorrow?
I'll send you out a calendar invite for that call.
Let's say, let's say 10 a.m., Dave. My time, Central Time.
Okay.
So what's that? Well, that's too early for you. That's 7. What's that, 8 in California? What time do you work?
No, that's 8 in California. No, but yeah, we're here 7 to 4. So definitely I can help you out. That's a good time for me.
Okay. So why don't we say, let's say 10 Central.
10 a.m. Central. Okay. That works for me. So on your calendar invite, you'll see 8 a.m., but that's 8 a.m. my time.
In the event I'm on a phone call, will you please leave a phone number for me to call you back directly? Because there are times that I'm on the phone and I can't get off because I'm in, yep.
Yeah, my direct phone number is also going to be at the bottom of your email with my extension right to my desk, right? But I'll definitely leave you a voicemail if that's the case.
Okay, my wife did check you out. I see that you have a pretty good rating and 1,000 reviews, she said. So calling back tomorrow morning, we'll get this thing done.
Okay, that sounds fair to me. So then I'll go ahead and send you out that calendar invite. It'll go right to your email, and then be speaking to you tomorrow, Jason. I appreciate your time, partner.
Thanks, Dave.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.